Hi, Stephanie, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. I am recording now. Why don't we start out? Just tell me your name and what you do.
Sure. Hello, I'm Stephanie Hoops. I'm the National Director for United for ALICE.
And you work on the ALICE reports every year. Is that the national reports as well as the local ones?
Right. So United for ALICE is an innovation center that does research and reports on the state of ALICE, which is an acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And so we dig into where ALICE lives, what kind of families are most likely to be ALICE, and we do that state by state, county by county, across the country.
And I know these are very long reports, but if you could sort of summarize, I mean, what was your findings in the last report? What is the upshot?
So basically what we find is that at a very basic cost of living, which we call the household survival budget of housing, food, childcare, transportation, healthcare, just the basics, costs more than most low-wage jobs pay. So we have a mismatch between those jobs that we need to make our economy run smoothly and what the basic cost of living is.
And what percent, I mean, do you know offhand, like, what percentage of people are in those kinds of jobs versus other jobs that pay enough to allow them to, you know, have an adequate cost of living?
So in almost every state that we've studied, more than half of the jobs pay less than $20 an hour. So that's a huge part of your labor force. Most of those jobs paying between $10 and $15 an hour. And we call those ALICE jobs. And they're the kind of jobs that you need to be there in person. It's very hard to telecommute the cashier or the home health aide or the teacher, child care worker, security guard, you know, all those people that we need. And yet they're paid low wages and usually by the hour. So often they're pay gets interrupted with weather or seasonal changes, so that income is hard to keep steady over time.
And what is the goal in doing these reports and publicizing to people that these jobs exist and this is what it's like to be in one of them?
We have a couple goals. One is to provide data that can help us make better policy to help ALICE families. Another is just to make people aware that a lot of the people that they come in contact with every day are struggling and they may not realize it. But I think most people do because it's their college kids who are coming home and living in the basement or their parents who are struggling to figure out retirement with all the challenges of the stock market and job market. And it's their neighbors, and a lot of us have been ALICE.
And so when you hear that the unemployment rate has dropped and people are excited about that and that it's a record low unemployment rate, what do you think of, I mean, are you thinking of ALICE in the context of news like that?
So first of all, it's always good to hear that the economy is improving. So that's a good top line, but when you dig into the numbers, it is especially concerning in New Jersey. You see that most of those gains were in industries that commonly have low-paying jobs. So the biggest gains in July in New Jersey were in the leisure and hospitality industry. So you think about, you know, people in the gaming industry, those gaming service workers earn about $14 an hour. At the same time, a family survival budget, and that's with two kids in child care, costs almost $75,000. So you would need to earn more than $35 an hour to support that family. And even if you divided that in two, you need to earn more than $18 an hour. So someone in the gaming industry is really struggling to support a family. But it's also people like waiters and waitresses who earn about $12 an hour, and all those people working in fast food earn about $10 an hour. So we have a real challenge with those people that we need to make our vacations great and enjoy our summers, but struggling to support their families.
And kind of just to highlight this point, I mean, you say these people are in jobs that are essential to the economy, but they're often not being paid enough to support themselves or the
exactly.
families. Great. I think that's all the questions I had for you. Did you want to add anything we didn't talk about?
So the two industries that did have the most job gains, one was the leisure and hospitality. The other was education and health services, which is the largest employment sector in the state. And that's full of Alice jobs. A nursing assistant earns about $14 an hour. Child care worker earns less than $12 an hour. And a substitute teacher earns about $13 an hour.
So just to be clear, the two categories with the most gains last month have a lot of these kinds of jobs?
Exactly. So leisure and hospitality gained about 7,000 jobs, and education and health services gained just under 5,000 jobs.
Okay. Interesting. Great. Well, thank you so much for making the time to do this. I appreciate that.
Sure. And if you have any questions or you want to call back, I'm around today.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.